USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Wednesday voted largely on party lines to advance a bill that limits the president's authority to issue travel bans on foreign nationals from entering the United States. House Democrats introduced the bill known as the National Origin-Based Anti-Discrimination for Non-Immigrants Act. In 2016, the Obama administration attached a transgender mandate to the Affordable Care Act, framed as a non-discriminatory provision. It would require doctors and hospitals to perform sex change surgeries and provide insurance coverage for this practice. In January, a judge in North Dakota sided with Catholic hospitals in striking down the transgender mandate. However, on Tuesday, the Biden administration appealed the ruling. Dr. Mike Chupp with the Christian Medical and Dental Association tells Fox News they're pushing back on Biden.
As physicians of faith, we represent approximately 20,000. We're Hippocratic physicians, first and foremost, for hundreds of years in the United States. We take an oath to do no harm.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
During his address to the nation Tuesday evening following the conviction of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, President Biden called us in America systemic racists. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
One of the president's core objectives is addressing racial injustice in this country, not just through his rhetoric, but through his actions. And what anyone should look to is his advocacy for passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, for nominating leaders to the Department of Justice to address long outdated policies, and to ask his leadership team here in the White House to prioritize these issues in his presidency, which is current and today and not from 30 years ago.
It should be noted, Biden was the architect of multiple federal laws in the 80s and 90s that disproportionately jailed black people and contributed to what many people see as systemic racism. NASCAR is at the big track in Talladega, Alabama, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A recent survey, again, affirms what Americans think about expanding the justices on the Supreme Court of the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin, and 47% of independents think they should only have 9 justices compared to 17%.
President Biden once called the idea of expanding the court a bonehead idea. The TV game show Jeopardy has announced more guest hosts as producers continue to look at replacing the late Alex Trebek. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The producers of the game show Jeopardy have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign pushed to get him involved with the show. A Change.org petition with over 240,000 signatures was submitted, lobbying for the Reading Rainbow host to receive a slot on the show. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.